From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel in Washington.
And I'm Madeline Brand in California. The Los Angeles coroner says Michael Jackson's autopsy results will not be released next week as promised. Investigators want more time to study Jackson's drug connections. Authorities are acting on the premise that the pop icon was an addict and that doctors knew it when they supplied him with prescriptions. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
By now, the distress call is familiar.
We have a gentleman here that needs help, and he's not breathing yet. He's not breathing, and we're trying to pump him, but he's not breathing.
Okay, how old is he?
The he in question was 50-year-old Michael Jackson. Later, police reportedly found large quantities of prescription drugs at the singer's home, and something especially troubling, a sedative called propofol, which normally is found in surgical suites.
It is what we call in anesthesia an induction agent. Therefore, it is primarily used for inducing a state of unconsciousness.
Dr. Philip Lum is head of anesthesiology at the University of Southern California's Keck Medical School in Los Angeles.
It is not a pain reliever, so it is not a complete anesthetic agent, and we classify it as a sedative hypnotic.
Doctors often refer to propofol as milk of amnesia. It's milky in color, and it erases the memory of your surgery. Dr. Lam says patients who get it must remain under constant, close observation to make sure they keep breathing.
We monitor blood oxygen saturation, we monitor blood pressure, and we monitor continuous heartbeat through an electrocardiogram.
Propofol could explain how Michael Jackson died suddenly after nailing a vigorous rehearsal the night before. And authorities are taking a hard look at Jackson's personal physician, Dr. Conrad Murray. While Murray hasn't been named as a suspect, investigators searched the doctor's Las Vegas home and his Houston clinic. They're now considering this a manslaughter investigation, meaning police are looking for evidence of a reckless act that caused death. But authorities may still have lots of work ahead, says Lori Levinson, a Loyola Law professor and former federal prosecutor. Levinson is an expert observer of the LAPD dating back to the O.J. Simpson double murder case.
You really need to follow the evidence to where it goes, not feel any artificial time deadlines by the media or the public. Be fair to Dr. Murray, be fair to the case, and track it all down.
But like other high-profile L.A. investigations, this case has leaks. The Associated Press quoted an unnamed law enforcement official as saying Murray gave Jackson propofol the day he died to help him sleep. And there are questions about what Jackson may have done to himself over a long period of time with prescription drugs. Multiple news accounts say authorities have discovered as many as 19 different aliases Jackson used to get drugs from many different physicians. Even if the toxicology report says propofol is what ultimately killed Jackson, it may never answer what all those other drugs did to him along the way. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.